There's a Gemara in Avodah Zorah on Daf Ches Amud Beis. It tells us about an interesting tkuf in Klal Yisrael where there was a world war between the Romans and Malchus Yovan and the Greeks. It says like this: Rav Dimi Omar Tlosin Vitrain Kravi Ovdi Roimi Bahade Yevoni. 32 battles, wars, the Romans fought with the Greeks. Before the Rishonim, this was a war about who's going to control the world. It was a world war. V'lo yochlu lei, they were unable to conquer the Yevonim. Ad dishatfinhu li Yisrael bahadayu. The Romans had an Eitza Amuka over here, had to win the war. They made a shutfis with Klal Yisrael, and they made v'hochi asnu bahadayu. They made a tenai. Be on our side in this war, and whoever wins will split the Malchus. If we're going to have the Malachim, Minaychu Hafarchi, we'll appoint the Sorim of the different Ayores and Medinas from you. Minaychu Malchi, if from you will be the kings, Minon Hafarchi. Memela, there was a Shutvis over here, Klal Yisrael agreed and they joined up with the Romans. Viden, Visholchu Lehu Romi Leivoni. The Romans sent a message to the Yevonim as follows: Ad Hoidno Avidnu Bekravo. Till now, we've been in a war, 32 major battles, it's not going. There's no nitzochen on either side. Hashto navid bedina. In din, they said, let's sit down by the table. We're going to have a civilized debate and discussion. Who should run the world? Should it be Malchus Roimi or Malchus Yovan? Yovan agreed. So the Romans came with a taina. What was their taina? They said like this: Margolis ve'even toiva. If someone has a margolis and an even toiva, eze mehen yase bosis lechaveiro. Bosis means the one that's going to support the other one. The one that's less choshev is the bosis. More choshev is always on top. So the Romans said, which one is going to be a bosis? They said, sholach luhu. They sent to the Rome, margolis le'even toiva. Even toiva is more choshev. Okay? Next question. They said, even toiva ve'inoch. Enoch says the Oruch is the Avnei Shoyam, is more the Evan Yokor Ma'oid in the world, one of them. If you have an Evan Toiva and an Enoch, Eze Mehen Yase Bosses Lechaveiroi, they said Evan Toiva Le Enoch. The Enoch is on top, it's more Choshev. So we worked our way up to the Enoch. Now the Romans said as follows: Enoch V'Sefer Torah, Eze Mehen Yase Bosses Lechaveiroi. The Yevonim said Enoch L'Sefer Torah. The Enoch obviously is going to be the bosses because the Sefer Torah is the most choshev azach dover ayoker in the Welt. That's what the Yevonim sent back to the Romans. Sholchulei, so the Romans said back, Imkein, Anan, we, Sefer Torah Gabon, the Yisrael Badon. We have a shutvis, the Sefer Torah and Klal Yisrael is with us, so you have to give in. You agree that everything else is a bosses to the Sefer Torah, and the Loim De'ator is the Dovram, the most choshev in the world, and that's on our side. So we have to rule the world, and it says in the Gemara the Yevonim gave in. An unbelievable insight we have from this Gemara. How the Chachmei Ha'umois, the Romans, the Yevonim, they had the Emes HaKorah of the Yakus of Torah, Loim De'ator, and Klal Yisrael, that's the Spitz from the ganze Welt, the Dover that's most choshev. And whoever has that on their side, they're the ones that are Roy and should be ruling the Welt. And that overpowers any might and any battles that could be won. But this was the Hachro. That's what the Gemara says. Now there's an interesting Nekuda over here. In the history, the Gemara goes on, in what year did this take place? This debate, this battle between the Romans and the Yevonim. The Gemara says later on Daf Tes that 206 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni is when Malchus Rome overwon, they beat out the Yevonim with this debate. 206 years before the Churban. The Gemara says the same Omud, 206 years before the Churban, that same year is where the Nes Chanukah happened and the Yevonim were overthrown by the Chashmonaim. It was the exact same year. Unbelievable, Zach. So first, just to clarify, the Tosfos Rid over here asks, Frek the Tosfos Rid, so who exactly overthrew the Yevonim? Was it the Chashmonaim or was it the Romans? It's the same year that it happened. Says the Tosfos written in Avodah Zorah over here that what means is like this: the Chashmonaim overthrew the Yevonim, that they didn't rule over them. They threw them out of Eretz Yisrael. But then there was another shmuz: who's going to rule the world, the Romans or the Greeks? And then the Romans overpowered the Yevonim because they made the shutvis with Klal Yisrael. So what we have from this Gemara is, Rabbi, say something that's an unbelievable, fascinating insight. The same year, this was the same tkufa that the Yevonim made Gzeiris and Shmad and Klal Yisrael, Lahashkicham Torisecho, Lahavira Mechukei Senecho, to be Mevatel Klal Yisrael from Torah, Mitzvahs, No Loim De Torah. The same, that's what Yevon was about. The same year, they have this vikuach about running the world with Rome, and Rome says, listen, we have a Sefer Torah and Klal Yisrael by us. So who is more choshev? Who's right to run the world? The Yevonim say, of course you are, because Klal Yisrael, that's the crown jewel of the ganze Welt. It's the same year. Make up your mind, what's going on? How did this happen? If we didn't have the Gemara, someone would say that the reason why the Yevonim gave in to the Romans is because since the Chashmonaim was so powerful and mighty and they beat them in the war, so Mamela, when the Chashmonaim, they were together with the Greeks, that's the mighty force. But the Gemara says otherwise. The Gemara says that the Greeks sat down by the table, I'm sorry, the Romans, the Malchus Romi sat down by the table, they said, who should run the world? We have the Sefer Torah Gabon v'Klal Yisrael. The Yevonim said, you're right. Rabbi said, what we see from this Gemara is a Moreh D'Kazach. The Goyim, even the Choshev U'umas Ha'olam, deep down, they have a Hakora that the Emes is with Klal Yisrael, with Torah. That's the crown jewel of the world. But Bizman, that there's a Hisrashlis in the Avodah, like the Bach says in Hilchas Chanukah, Hisrashlis in the Avodah, so Mamela, the Goyim, what they're going to try to do is to erase it, to be Mevatel the Torah from Klal Yisrael, from the Welt, and with that they'll overpower us. But Berega, there was a Malchoma. The Chashmonaim went out by Mesiras Nefesh for Torah, Mesiras Nefesh leMitzvahs. The Goyim saw, the Yevonim saw, they're not giving in. They're Mekusher to the Torah, they're Mekusher to the Eibishter, no matter what hardships they have, what Nesyoinis, Ad Kedei Kach from Mesiras Nefesh, Lahachshiv, Lahagdil Es HaTorah, we can't uproot it. They back down and they say, Torah is at the top. Enoch is a bosses l'sefer Torah. Ad kedei kach, that right after this melchoma with the Chashmonaim, there was a world war between Malchus Roimi and Malchus Yavon. And Rome said to Yavon, but we have sefer Torah of Yisrael, Gabon. The Yavonim gave in. Ki hi chochmaschem ubinaschem be'enei ha'amim. When Klal Yisrael is taka focuses not on the political agenda, but they put their koiches more into being mekayim Torah, learning Torah, the chashiva shel Torah, with kviyas itim le Torah, medaktik in mitzvahs, and that's what's choshev by Klal Yisrael. Alu umas ha'olam will have that hakora. In Neis Chanukah, the Neis was al yidei de menorah. The menorah state in Meforshim is merames on Torah, that a tziv al achumish and many others. Shemen Zayis, the menorah was the simon of Torah, Torah Shebal Peh. The or shel Torah that we were zeichet to with this neis was because the emes hachashivas in Torah came out, not only to us when we were moishe nefesh, but to the umas ha'olam, to the ganze Welt. And im yetz Hashem, we should haka be zeichet with this Yom Tov of Chanukah to get a new hachashivas in Torah and to realize that it's all totally in our hachashivas for Torah. The more hachashivas that we have for the Torah and mitzvahs, it'll intrinsically go into the ganze Welt and the umas ha'olam also.